NASA's launch and re-entry of its Orion space capsule proved the vehicle might safely carry people into deep space someday. But when? Well, that's the question NASA faces as it tries to meet ambitious deadlines with limited funds. A big challenge is developing the vehicle, the rocket necessary to launch it past the moon, and the ground station support so they're all ready at the same time. The Government Accountability Office has been on top of this. Christina Chaplin, the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at GAO, joins me now. Christina, good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right, so GAO looked at three kind of parallel programs going on at NASA. Tell us what you found when you looked at the ground control, the rocket, and the thing that sits on top of the rocket.
Yes, we did look at those three systems. And for the rocket, which will ultimately be a very capable rocket on the scale of a Saturn V, it was facing some funding problems, and it was facing some inherent technical and engineering challenges, but the program is being fairly well managed. NASA recently went through its process where it sets cost and schedule baselines, and the decision it had to make was whether to extend the schedule to accommodate some of those challenges and have good confidence on its new date, or to keep a more challenging date and have less confidence in meeting that. And they did indeed extend the date to November 2018, which should be much easier for them to achieve than December 2017. The Orion program is the crew capsule. They are facing a similar funding gap that the rockets were, and they're also facing technical challenges such as manufacturing the heat shield. And in the long term, there's still more development left for Orion, including the development of the service module and reducing the mass of the spacecraft. They have yet to go through their process of really setting their baselines. So we're looking at NASA right now to see where they end up. Are they going to stick with a challenging date, or are they too going to extend their date to get some relief from some of the challenges they face? The ground system also set their baseline, which matches the same as the rocket, in terms of their date for November 2018.
I mean, nobody's going to an asteroid until all three of these things are ready, though, correct?
Correct. And 2018 is just the first flight test. There'll be no humans on that test. You're testing the rocket and the crew system and how it all works together. Then there's another test in 2021, which you will fly humans on. And then after that, there's some uncertainty as to what comes next and when and how much it's going to cost. And there's a lot of decisions NASA needs to make in the near term to help get more certainty about what's next and how long it'll take us to get to an asteroid or Mars or the moon, whichever the mission is chosen.
Yeah, hopefully the asteroid won't get here first. I guess maybe NASA's big challenge then is setting deadlines that are real deadlines without pushing things so far out into the future that they never happen.
Correct. They're in a between a rock and a hard place because they have only so much funding to do what they need to do. And meanwhile, there's pressure to get done more quickly because the longer you wait, the harder it is to sustain commitment to these big programs.
I mean, if Congress were to say tomorrow, and we know this won't happen, but suppose they were all to say, you know what, we really want to get this moon or this Mars business done, and they funded adequately to, in a financial sense, to get NASA to line up for that first test flight with the new rocket in 2017. Is it technically possible to get there, even if they had no problems with money?
The 2017 date is going to be challenging no matter what. But if the funding, they did plus up the funding and the budget that's just passed, if that holds up, the 2018 date could be achievable. But then there's a question of sustaining those funding commitments in the out years, especially when you do decide where to go. You need companion systems like lander systems to help you get there, so the cost could go up even more.
Just out of a detailed question, you mentioned this new rocket is going to be, and we had Mark Geyer, who is the program manager for Orion at NASA, on last week talking about what they achieved with that recovery earlier this month. And he also said that this new rocket would be as good as the Saturn V. Why don't they just take that out of mothballs and use it?
Yeah, the trouble with that is a lot of obsolete technology and the materials used can't really be found today. So you kind of have to engineer a new rocket but it'll be similar to the Saturn V in terms of its capability. Even when you're trying to replicate something that was done a long time ago, it can still be difficult. And even when you bring in heritage systems, like they're trying to bring in as much as the shuttle technology as they could, you still encounter a lot of challenges that include obsolescence and modifying heritage systems to accommodate these new environments that the rocket will be operating in.
It could be, in other words, that the Orion doesn't match up to the top of the Saturn V, even if there was one.
Yes, but I think they are designing. Yeah, you're right, correct.
We're speaking with Christina Chaplin. She's Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. And since they were able to test the Orion with the Delta IV rocket, now Mark Geyer said that's the last Delta IV test that they would use, but couldn't they keep testing for what the Orion itself needs, like the heat shield and so forth, using the Delta IV and accelerate at least the Orion program that way, instead of waiting for the new SLS rocket?
Yes, that's always possible, but you also have to keep in mind every Delta IV test is maybe several hundred million dollars, so it's quite expensive to do that. But that is one possible path it could take.
So what was NASA's reaction to your latest report? I know you've had a series on this program. You've been pretty much on top of it. What are they saying to you about what GAO has found?
They generally agree with our recommendations, and they took an important step in response to our last date in extending their date to November 2018 to reduce risk. There are some recommendations we had where they've agreed, but we haven't seen action taken yet. They mostly deal with getting more certainty around costs and missions in the future. So we would like that to be done soon so that we can, you know, plan for the future and make decisions today that make sense for the long run.
So you have rated the confidence level for the date of November 2018 for the Space Launch System, that's the rocket and the ground systems, at 80%, 70 and 80% respectively. Could that confidence level go up between now and 2018? Is that possible?
That's unlikely, and NASA rated it 70%. We're in the process of examining that rating and the cost estimate more thoroughly.
Would 2019 give everybody 90 or 100%? I guess you can never get 100%, but
yeah,
could you?
You could always extend a day to get more confidence, but to do 100%, programs generally don't try to do that much. It takes a lot of reserve to do that. 70 and 80% is about the best practice to operate within.
All right. Christina Chaplin is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at GAO. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thanks for asking me.